This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From oil now to telecommunications, as I said, the deals are getting done no matter the industry. CenturyLink is buying Level 3 Communications for $34 billion. And yes, I can hear you saying that you've never heard of those two companies. Trust me when I tell you, though, that while they're not exactly household names, they do play a big part in how you experience the internet. Marketplace's Adam Allington is on that one.
Okay, hands up if you watched the latest episode of Westworld on HBO Now last night, or streamed something on Netflix, or talked on Skype. If so, you probably used a fiber optic network from CenturyLink or Level 3.
Fiber makes the world go round. It pretty much is the backbones that carry the global internet.
Brian Washburn is a telecoms analyst with Current Analysis. He says CenturyLink and Level 3 operate hundreds of thousands of miles of fiber optic cable, which is really profitable considering who their big customers are.
Google and Facebook, they might have some of their own fiber routes, but they're definitely using a Level 3, a CenturyLink, and they're piecing together all of these different parts.
CenturyLink's traditional business was in providing local phone service to rural customers. Washburn says the merger would make them direct competitors with AT&T and Verizon. But will a merger actually create better service? You know, faster download times?
I'm not sure that it'll really result in any dramatic change for an end user in terms of how they see their service work.
Dave Hager is a research analyst with Edward Jones. He says the big driver behind this deal is the stuff mergers and acquisitions are usually made of.
This deal is likely more focused on being able to eliminate duplicated costs in running side-by-side networks.
The deal is still subject to regulatory approval from the FCC, but the companies hope to close by fall of next year. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.